But now, do you remember last week on Breakfast, we told you how bugs would be used to make drugs at a new medicine plant in Darlington? Well, today on Breakfast, we're going to tell you these bugs are busy, aren't they? How bugs are being used to make energy just up the road in Newton Aycliffe. And they're also tackling the problem of wasted foods at the same time. It all happens at a new plant called Emerald Biogas. Our reporter David McMillan has been there, and David's with me now on Breakfast. David, morning.
Good morning.
These are busy bugs, aren't they? I mean, used to power people's homes. How does all of this work?
Well, Ali, this is a brand new plant on the School Aycliffe side of Newton Aycliffe. Outside it has a big white dome. It's got lots of corrugated silos. There's lots and lots of shiny chrome pipes that go up and down and round the building, kind of like roller coaster tracks. And inside there's an aroma, kind of like a fruit beer, the sort of thing that you might drink in the marketplace in Bruges, you know, a raspberry beer or a cherry beer. Somewhere you might drink abroad so your mates wouldn't see you were drinking a pink beer, but you know, that kind of aroma to it. And what they do is they're making energy from food waste. Now, the crude cartoon description I've come up with for simpletons like the likes of ourselves, Ali, is that you get leftovers on an industrial scale.
Yes.
You feed them to tiny little bugs. The bugs break wind. That wind is set alight and a big generator starts turning. Now, for the rather more sophisticated explanation, let's hear from the plant's technical director, Anthony Warren.
What we do is we take food waste from a lot of the northeast manufacturers, supermarkets, anywhere that has organic food waste, really. The food waste comes in, it's depackaged, and it goes through a pasteurisation process to sterilise it and to fit in with all of the animal byproducts regulations. And then from there it goes into the process, which is a bacteria-rich environment kept at a constant temperature, a nice secure environment for the bacteria. It's like a cow's stomach, really. That's the easiest way to sum it up. As the food waste is digested, the bacteria give off a methane, which goes through an engine and is turned into electricity.
David, we'll move on in a second or two. Well, let's go back. That's what Anthony Warren had to say. I think I just about understood that because I barely passed physics at school. In fact, I dropped it when I went through my selection process. But what you said really engaged with me here. So what you're basically saying is you get all of the leftovers of our food, right? Mm-hmm. You feed them to tiny little bugs. Mm-hmm. The bug then breaks wind and we set fire to the bug breaking wind. Is that what we do?
Yes. I mean, I described it as a crude cartoon description, but to an extent, and I did run this past Anthony when I saw him, you know, actually, you know, the bugs consume it and gas is given off, but it is 60% methane, and we all know what methane is when it travels from our own bodies and out. So it's sort of what
but we're
happens.
Setting
so,
fire
know, I don't
to
want
bugs
to dumb down on the BBC.
No, we often
get accused of it, but that's roughly,
but
how we think of it.
Here, we're setting fire to bugs breaking wind.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? These people are amazing that can do this.
Right.
Who thought of it in the first place? I don't know, but that is essentially
what we
a
do.
Very crude description of what happens.
Right. So
crude in both senses of the word.